This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Meat Friday, and it's a great Meat Friday, the traditional corned beef dinner. Corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, carrots, Irish soda bread. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody.
How many times do you think this weekend we'll eat corned beef and cabbage?
I'm going to have it.
We're going to set the over-under 2.5 times.
Oh, I'm going under. Yeah, I have to go under. Like, I like it. I don't love it. Mm-hmm. But it's always...
You want some more of it.
I want some more of it. I love that. It's a good country song.
Who sings it?
Is that Travis Tritt, maybe? I like it. I love it. I want some more
of it.
That
would be Brooks Garth, I think.
Brooks Garth?
Yeah, like Diffy Joe. Sorry, I'm going way back.
Yeah. Okay.
Brooks Garth.
It is, it's hour two.
That's Tim McGraw. I like it. I love it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year.
You mean McGraw-Tim.
McGraw-Tim. Yeah. The reference, the Diffy Joe reference.
Yeah, I was trying to do the Diffy Joe joke, and Garth Brooks is the only country artist I could think of.
Go ahead and explain the joke there.
A bunch of years ago, we were discussing country music, and you said something about, like an old school guy. And Fritzy looked up old school country musicians, and it was listed by like last name first. And Fritzy goes, "Well, how about Diffy Joe?" And it was Joe Diffy. Yeah. I think it's a pickup man is Joe Diffy.
But I think I co-signed with Todd, and I go, "Yeah, Diffy Joe."
Yeah, I thought you said Diffy Joe before I even said Diffy Joe.
I might have
checked the tape on that one.
I might have said it first. I might have said, "Oh yeah, you know, country Diffy Joe."
Todd, are you saying that this is really a Dan joke all this time?
I believe it is. I think Paulie's giving me too much credit or putting it on me to protect Dan that Diffy Joe somehow came from my research.
I think it's me. I think I made that mistake.
Well, from what I recall, Todd sent an email around and it was listed as Diffy, Joe. And you, I don't know who said it on air first, but
I think I did.
Based off an email.
I think I did.
And we thought you knew enough about country music that you would never say Diffy Joe.
I do know, but I still made that mistake, Todd.
And it was hilarious.
You see what I did? I took ownership of a mistake.
You're more mature than I am. Congratulations.
Yeah. We're still waiting for Legarius Sneed to be on the program today.
It will happen, not today.
You think so?
I think it will happen. It's not going to be today.
You never said, hey, my bad that I put that on.
I don't do that.
I know you don't. That's why I'm saying you didn't do that.
I either pat myself on the back or I stay quiet. there's no middle ground.
Moonshine Madness. Take advantage of this great offer. Every person who places an order for Tailgate gets 50% off their next order at the merch store, danpatrick.com. The code will be emailed within 48 hours of your Tailgate purchase. We will get phone calls coming up. We'll break down this past week with free agency. I like that the Cowboys have a slogan. You know, slogans are never good. And I don't know if that was their official slogan of we're all in. But it feels like everybody else in the division is all in. The Eagles are all in. You know, the Giants got Brian Burns. Now, they did get rid of Saquon Barkley, but, you know, they probably did that, and that was a smart move for them. Oh, Saquon Barkley did talk about his exit from the Giants. Of course, he had the issue with Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber, the former Giants running back, radio host in New York, said, you're basically dead to me. And Tiki was speaking for the fan base, the Giants, that you're going to the Eagles, you're dead to us. Here's Tiki, here is Saquon Barkley.
The Giants fans that were hurt about me leaving, I got nothing but love and respect for all those guys and, you know, all those ladies and just the fans. For the last 6 years, they've been great to me, to my family, created so many memories. I don't think I really handled it the right way on social media. I think I could have gave a proper goodbye. Like I said, once I announced, everything kind of got hectic. But yeah, I'm forever grateful for the Giants fans and so thankful for them. But unfortunately, you know, the NFL is a business, and I was able to get to a place that I know I can come here, I can compete, and I can win. I can stay close to home, and I'm just happy that I was able to, you know, be part of this team.
Yeah. He did overreact to Tiki Barber. But Tiki is a radio host. He's trying to create content. I don't know if he really means it, like you're dead to me, but he's speaking on behalf of the Giants fans. So he's sort of pandering to his fan base, and they're like, yeah, that's how we feel. Okay, the Giants didn't want him. You can't be mad at Saquon that he went to the Eagles. You are mad, but they gave him the best offer. The Commanders said goodbye to Sam Howell, and I liked Sam Howell in college. I didn't think he was a franchise quarterback, and now he's going to Seattle, I believe. Who is Washington's current quarterback? Now, they're going to draft one, but who is the starter right now?
I'm on Commanders.com, and I'm on their active depth chart. They have nobody listed in the quarterback position. There's not even a name. It's three blank spots. First, second, and third team. Three blank spots.
Wait, they don't have a quarterback?
I think they may have Jake Fromm on the roster, but I'm not even sure of that. I don't know if they have a quarterback under contract.
Dang.
Checking.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, just sent this over. The Vikings have acquired the Texans' first-round draft pick, number 23 overall, for a package that includes second-rounders this year and next. That's according to Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. Yeah, Paulie.
Minnesota Vikings now own two first-round picks. They have the 11th pick and the 23rd pick of the draft. First round. Saucy.
Okay. The Chargers, they sent Keenan Allen to the Bears. And when healthy, he's a very good receiver. And he was healthy this past year and put up some really impressive numbers. And Bears gave up a fourth-round pick for Keenan Allen. Now, he's going to be a big cap hit for them. But the Bears do have a couple of really good wide receivers. And the Bears have upgraded significantly, it feels like. And keep in mind, they were a 7-win team last year. It's not like they were, you know, winning three games. They won seven. And, you know, they were in the playoff hunt there for a little while. Yes, Seton?
Can I ask a potentially really stupid question?
Sure.
Which, you know, I should stop prefacing them because I've asked a lot of them and I don't usually preface them like that. Why do you trade up for the number 23 overall pick?
Unless you're going to package that together.
You're going to package it with another one to go up even higher.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. They need a quarterback. You got 11 and you got 23. What can that get you? This is, you know, you want wide receivers and quarterbacks. They're in this draft. Offensive linemen as well. But I, you know, maybe you have 11, 23, and then maybe something next year, and then you're able to move up, and now all of a sudden Drake May is your quarterback. Yeah, Paul.
Or you could be in a situation where a guy like Michael Penix is available later in the first round, and by getting him in the first round instead of the second, you lock him up for 5 years instead of four. It could be like one of those angles.
Yeah, I was talking to my NFL source, and he said he wouldn't be surprised to see somebody trade up to the very end of the first round. And then that's when you can get a quarterback. You can kind of wait for somebody to fall. And then maybe you get somebody at a bargain. You know, Lamar Jackson, that happened to him. And if you're going to do that, you know, getting a 27th, 28th, 29th kind of landing spot there, you get somebody, doesn't cost you as much, but you also sort of get a steal, it feels like. Yeah, Paul.
With the Ravens taking Lamar Jackson in the end of the first round as opposed to their own pick just five picks later, that allowed him to the Ravens to not pay him for one more year.
Yeah.
They could kick that can for one more year.
Greg in Indiana. Hi, Greg. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan, and thanks for taking my call. You guys are the best, and you just get better every day. I was wanting to bring up how, well, Dan, you and I are about the same age, and we've seen over the years that a USC quarterback has not done all that great in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Palmer is one of the exceptions, maybe Mark Sanchez, but it's like I would be wary about drafting Caleb Williams, and I would strongly look at Jaden Daniels. Now, as far as your show yesterday, you were talking about possible landing spots for Justin Fields as a backup. I would say, you know, I would think Kansas City or the Chargers would be a great place for him to be a backup.
I think there are a lot of possibilities as a backup, but we had been looking, and maybe the Bears had been looking at a landing spot where he is a starter, therefore you're going to get more. You know, the Patriots got, what, a sixth-round draft pick for Mac Jones? Okay. Are you going to get much better than that for Justin Fields? Maybe a fourth-round pick? Maybe. Yeah, Paulie.
This just in, Dan. I apologize to Commanders fans. They signed Marcus Mariota 2 days ago.
Okay.
To be whatever he's going to be.
Okay, but the Commanders.com should have updated their roster.
They're not that secure in the decision yet.
Oh, wow.
He is definitely on the roster, Marcus Mariota, when he can sign fully. But he is not on their depth chart yet.
Okay. Rich in Nebraska. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind today? Hey, Rich. See ya. Steve in South Carolina. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Steve.
Okay. Just want to talk real quick. It is still real fashionable to hate Duke down here. I don't know about nationwide, but when Jay Billis makes comments like they should put, you know, people, you know, just cage them in and write them citations or arrest them. That doesn't help their cause at all, not to dislike them.
Well, I don't know if he was saying that just about Duke. I think he was saying that about college basketball, Steve, in fairness to Jay Billis. I don't know if he was saying put a cage over a Cameron Indoor so you can't storm the court.
That's what I heard.
Of course you did. These fans... one of the NC State players, after they beat Duke last night, a reporter asked about, hey, all those fans were rooting for you. And the NC State player goes, no. They were rooting against Duke. They weren't rooting for us. Everybody's still rooting against Duke.
Very self-aware.
Yes. Definitely. Yes. Yeah, I just don't know if they're good enough to hate. Whereas it used to be, you knew they were going to be playing for a national championship. I think they're good. They're nothing special. Kind of boring to watch. Yeah, Marv.
But no one in college basketball is special, so they still have a chance to win the national title every year. They get hot. Filipowski, Jared McCain, they have some players that can go deep into the tournament. So it's not like, oh, they have the, you're not playing the 1990 UNLV team or anything like that.
No, but I just, you know, they're okay. Like, I watched the game last night. Filipowski had a wonderful game, but I'm like, okay. It just didn't feel like they were threatening. Yes, Marv.
What's your definition of okay for Duke?
This year, they're okay. Like, I don't know if you look at them and you go, are they on the level of Houston? Are they on the level of your Connecticut Huskies? I don't think so. I mean, you can be in the mix because I don't know. All you have to do is get hot. You know, you make a run. That's how we see these surprises here. I would be really surprised if Duke was making a lead eight. I think Kentucky's better than Duke. Yes, Seton.
I just don't know that you can look at the hateability of a team year by year. Okay. Like, well, they, you know, they're kind of down this year, so I don't think people really hate them. That's not how love and hate work. You know what I mean?
But like, do you think people hated them last year?
There are teams that I absolutely hate, and they could go, say, 0-17, or, you know, and it's great. Great. Okay. I love that. Please lose every game for the next 30 years, and I will still be like, yep.
Okay, people hated the Patriots, but they hated the Patriots because they were great. Do people hate the Kansas City Chiefs?
They're getting there.
Close?
They're getting definitely getting
worn
there.
Out a little bit.
Maybe. Patrick Mahomes is definitely getting there.
Okay. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, are they getting there? Yeah. Close?
People getting tired of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's still too new to be that old, but definitely, yeah.
All right. Cowboys, people hate.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of the 0-17.
Yeah. And they haven't done anything in 30 years.
Yes, it's great.
And people still hate them.
It's the best.
Is there a more despised team, franchise, fan base than the Dallas Cowboys?
In the NFL?
No, in all of sports.
But Duke would be right up there. The Yankees, Duke, Dallas Cowboys are probably the three biggest.
Notre Dame, are they still in that mix?
Sure. Why not? People hate Notre Dame.
Is that the poll question? Who do you hate more? Cowboys, Notre Dame, Duke? Yes, Mark.
And I think people are going to hate Notre Dame even more if there's a reserve spot just for them in the college football playoff. It's like, whoa. What the hell did they do in the past 40 years to earn this spot just by being Notre Dame?
They're getting one.
By the way.
Yeah.
I know they are, yeah. But that's going to make people hate them even more.
By the way, college football playoff agreement, we have one for the next 2 years, and then we apparently are getting close to an agreement after that, adding even more schools. I like how everybody went kicking and screaming from 4 to, we're going to go to 12. What's that going to do to the regular season? I go, more teams will be involved in the playoff hunt. And there's more money. That's why. And now we'll go from, we didn't even get to 12 yet. And now they want to go to 14. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. Phone calls, we'll get to those as well. We will hand out grades for the free agency period. We'll do that next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
PGA Tour is at TPC Sawgrass Players Championship. Coverage starts again today, 1 Eastern on Golf Channel, NBC, and Peacock. Update the poll results, if you can, Seton, from the first 90 minutes of the program.
Yep, I could do that. Right. We put up there, of these teams, which would you pick to have a surprisingly good season?
Okay.
Right now, the Titans have 53% of the vote. You want to guess who's last in this list? It's Titans, Panthers, Patriots, Broncos. Who would be last? Thinking, they're going to have the worst season. Or they have the least chance to have a surprisingly good season.
I'll say the Panthers.
The Panthers, correct. They've got 6% of the vote. Want to guess who's second last?
The Patriots.
Yeah, it would be the Patriots. Nailed it. Look at you. Did you check these results?
No, but people are probably rooting for the Patriots to be bad. That's why they probably picked the Patriots as well.
Fair.
Trevor Sikkema is a Pro Football Focus lead draft analyst and co-host of the NFL Stock Exchange podcast. So he's in control of the big board there for the draft. But before we get to that, Trevor, thanks for joining us. Let me start with the team that impressed you the most this past week.
I really enjoyed the moves that the Houston Texans have made. Obviously, you go get a quarterback like C.J. Stroud last year, he hits the ground running and absolutely explodes. And what I love about what the Texans are doing is they're seeing that, and they're not saying, all right, cool, we're ahead of schedule a little bit, this is good. They're all in. Like, they're ready for this. They say, we've got a quarterback who's playing hot. Let's get the rest of the team ready around him. So love what they did with some of the offensive moves last year. Defensive-centric free agency, I specifically love, okay, they probably thought they were going to lose Jonathan Grenard. They do. They go out and get Danielle Hunter. And then they also go out and get the Nico Autry. So, man, it's just like boom, boom, all these moves on the defensive side of the ball. It gives them the chance to be super flexible with what they're going to do in the NFL draft. Now, we just saw that trade happen with them and the Minnesota Vikings, so it gets a little bit interesting now what they're going to do. But I still think that it's wide receiver, maybe helping out the offensive line still, but from what they have done just as a whole plan of how you attack this offseason, I love that they have put their foot on the gas. And the Danielle Hunter signing especially said to me, this team is going all in, and I love it.
And it also helps that you have C.J. Stroud on that rookie deal, so you can spread the wealth for a couple of years. What do you make of what the Vikings did, that they now have two first-round picks, 11 and 23? What do you think they're up to?
Oh, I think that they're eyeing a trade up big time. I mean, even before this week, we felt like Minnesota was going to be a team that was going to be eyeing trading up, right? They were kind of in that realm. There was rumors that, yeah, they're still on Kirk Cousins. I'm sure they had conversations with him, but it didn't really make sense, in my opinion, for them to bring Kirk Cousins back. They weren't really in that point where the rest of the team had them in a for sure winning window. You know, Kirk Cousins in his mid-30s now, he wanted to go to a different team that was going to allow them to win right away. And for the contracts that Cousins has signed over the last couple of years, those fully guaranteed deals, again, it wasn't going to give Minnesota the flexibility that they wanted for whoever that next quarterback is. They're sitting at number 11. they're not going to have a chance to pick a guy like Caleb Williams, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels if they stay at 11. They know that. They've known that for a while now. And so I've been eyeing that number three spot with the Patriots, the number five spot with the Los Angeles Chargers, maybe the number four spot with the Arizona Cardinals. Monty Austin Fort showed last year he ain't afraid to wheel and deal and trade down a little bit. So to me, this ultimately from Minnesota was them saying, we're going to sweeten the pot for whoever wants us to trade up to them. You want multiple first round picks? We got you now with multiple first round picks. And so this is their way of saying, and I think boasting to these teams, we're going to be able to give you the best deal, because there's a couple of teams around them, the Denver Broncos, the Las Vegas Raiders, that also would love to trade up, I think. But now Minnesota's in a position where they can absolutely give one of those teams the best offer.
And I keep hearing that they like Drake May in Minnesota, but then J.J. McCarthy. So it feels like there's a consolation prize if that's true, that there's a consolation prize if they don't get one, then they'll get the other. What do you feel about those two guys, that they have to go up high to get J.J. McCarthy, maybe not as high to get Drake May?
Right, and it might be the other way around, right? We're hearing, okay, well, some teams have Drake May as QB2, some have J.J. QB2, some have Jaden Daniels as QB2. And so, what I love about what Minnesota is doing is they're giving themselves the flexibility to, sure, they'd like to get a deal done before draft weekend if they can get up to number two or number three. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be able to get up to two. But if they can get up to three, they'll do it before draft weekend. If not, they'll still be comfortable enough to say, all right, let's see how this plays out. Let's see which quarterbacks end up going one, two, three, if we have three go off the board, and then we'll adjust how aggressive we want to get after that. The Sam Darnold signing, to me, is the underrated part of this, because I don't think Kevin O'Connell's lying when he says that he likes what he has seen from Sam Darnold. To me, they'd be comfortable putting him out there in week one, where if you draft a J.J. McCarthy, you might think he's going to win a Super Bowl for you someday. That doesn't mean you think he's going to look great in week one. So that puts a good situation in front of whoever they draft, whether it's May, whether it's Daniels, whether it's McCarthy. But I think this gives them a lot of flexibility to achieve something that they're really happy about on draft weekend.
I haven't heard about anybody and what it would cost to move up to number one. Like Washington, do they really want Caleb Williams? Are they satisfied with Jaden Daniels? Do you have a charted Pro Football Focus of, if you're going up, this is what it's going to cost you?
Well, I think that we have the charts that we go by. And, you know, if you go, all right, well, you're only moving down one spot, you're only moving from one to two, you'd think to yourself, hey, a couple of day two picks could get it done, right? You sweeten the pot, and it's 2 second round picks, a second rounder this year, a second rounder next year, just to move that one spot. But the problem is that you are bidding against these other teams. And the Falcons coming off the board at number eight with them signing Kirk Cousins, I think, is to Washington's advantage, because there's only so far Chicago would want to move down, right? I don't think Chicago's sitting there like, yeah, we'll take a trade to move down to 11 and we're picking 9 and 11. That's not what this team is going to want to do. But the only other team I think that would really be a threat to Washington is maybe the Giants at number six, if the Giants wanted to get extremely aggressive. But even they would have to offer a huge ransom to go all to convince Chicago to go from one to six, and convince Chicago, honestly, to move out of number one for the second year in a row. I think that goes into it as well. So I think that some sort of package of a couple of day two selections, like a second round pick and a third round pick for Washington, could get it done. But to be honest with you, Dan, I don't know, because Washington, I think, will do whatever it takes to make Chicago say no to them not getting up to number one, because people forget this. You know, they think about Caleb Williams, think about Oklahoma, they think about USC. He played high school ball right outside of Washington, right? This is the hometown kid. This is the homecoming pick for them if they could get up to number one. So whatever the pick value might be numerically or score-wise, I think Washington might even offer a little bit more than that to try to make this happen.
He's Trevor Sikkema, the Pro Football Focus lead draft analyst. Who had a bad week this past week?
You know, I heard you guys right before I came on, you know, these teams that people aren't too jazzed about having good seasons. Titans are just, man, they're in a different type of area than I thought that they were going to be as a franchise. I didn't think that they were going to move on from Mike Vrabel. I wasn't sure if they were really going to move on from Derrick Henry. They end up doing both of those things. They let Henry walk, but they bring in Tony Pollard and they give him the 3-year deal. And Tony Pollard could be a good football player, but you drafted Tajay Spears last year, and he looked pretty good. So I was kind of hoping that, hey, we'd see a little bit more of Tajay Spears. You wouldn't think that you needed to pay that sort of money to a running back. And so, you know, you go out and you pay a lot of money for Calvin Ridley, and sure, now you've got a nice little trio to make sure that you're seeing what Will Levis can give you. I get it. I don't love the moves in totality with one another. And so Tennessee was a team where they had a lot of money to Calvin Ridley, a lot of money to Tony Pollard. I don't know how it really helps them in the short term. It feels like they're spending a lot of money, and sure, it might make the floor of the team better, but is it actually advancing what you're going to do to build the team moving forward? I guess time will tell, but that was one of the free agency moves. As I look at the list, I go, man, I think they spent a lot of money. I just don't know how much better this team got.
Chargers won 5 games last year. They bring in Jim Harbaugh, and they get rid of their best receivers, restructure some contracts. What do you make of what the Chargers are doing or need to do?
Yeah, I did not think that they were going to choose the edge rushers over Keenan Allen. I really didn't. You know, when I was looking through what the Chargers could potentially do this offseason, you know, the Mike Williams move kind of made sense. He's been injured over the last couple of years. They could save a lot of money by moving on from him. That was kind of an understood. I wondered if it was also going to be an understood with the Joey Bosa part of things, right? He's been hurt over the last couple of years, hasn't had the same type of juice, but they restructure him, bring him back. And I thought for sure out of any one of the four, oh, of course they're going to keep Keenan Allen. He's a franchise legend. He's still got some juice left in the tank for Justin Herbert, but they end up moving on from him, and they're basically saying, hey, this is kind of what Jim Harbaugh did at Michigan, right? Remember, those early years that Harbaugh was there at Michigan, they weren't good, and he spent a ton of time recruiting those guys in the trenches. So now, over the last 2 to 3 seasons for Michigan, they've been one of the best offensive lines in the country, and they've had some of the craziest athletes on defense that we've seen come through the NFL draft, both at edge and on the interior. So from a Harbaugh perspective, maybe this wasn't as big as a surprise to us as it should have been, or the other way around, because he has just always really emphasized things in the trenches. I'm surprised Keenan Allen was kind of the casualty of that. But now we're sitting here, we've all talked about wide receiver for the Chargers, and maybe it still ends up being wide receiver for the Chargers in the first round. But I think this is now a prime candidate, a number 5, to move back in the draft. And then also draft on the offensive line. I really think that is the avenue that they're going, fortifying both trenches in this first year. Let's set up the identity, the core, the culture of what Harbaugh wants to build on this team moving forward.
If you were advising the Bears with the number 1 pick, you would say what?
Put the ticket in for Caleb Williams and don't think twice about it. I really think that's absolutely the move that you should make. I've watched a lot of film on these guys over the course of this entire draft season going back to this summer, and wire to wire, I've had Caleb Williams as my number 1 overall choice, even through those struggles in the middle of the season. And, you know, it's something to look at the stats and the highlights and everything for these guys, but I don't think Caleb really gets the credit he deserves for being the type of processor that he is. People think about him in this USC offense. Oh, it's a Lincoln Riley system. It's a lot of gimmicky stuff that'll work in college. It won't work in the NFL. But when Caleb is asked to kind of do a traditional drop back, scan the field, go through some progressions, read a defense, he absolutely can do that. And I think that's just an underrated part of his game now, because people just look at the out of structure stuff. He is good in structure. We just didn't see as much of it as we're going to see at the NFL level. So if I'm Chicago, yeah, I'm taking Caleb Williams, no question about it. And number 1 overall, I'd also think about keeping my foot on the gas with a potential receiver with that number 9 overall pick. You know, they've got number 9, and I know they brought in Keenan Allen, they've got DJ Moore, but look, if you have the opportunity to package maybe a pick next year and one of those 4th-round picks this year, I know that doesn't leave you with a lot of picks, but if you can go up to number 5 and get a Romo Odunze, a Malik Nabers, all of a sudden, that trio of wide receivers, the established offensive line that you have, the defense that you've totally revamped over the last 2 years, you throw in Caleb Williams, you throw in that running back room, all of a sudden, the Bears are a legitimate playoff team. I'm not saying that they would get there, but that then has to be the goal for the talent level that is on the team. So I don't hate that move either for them with number 9.
Good stuff, Trevor. Thanks for joining us. We hope to have you on leading up to the draft.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
That's Trevor Sikkema. He works for Pro Football Focus. He's in charge of Pro Football Focus's big board. You know, the Bears are going to get it right one of these days. Why not get it right now? Well, they've done a good job. They've done a good job. They've done a smart job here, And I think Caleb Williams makes the most sense. Can you get something out of Justin Fields? Do you leave Justin Fields there for a year? It doesn't cost you anything. But I would think if I'm a team and I could pick him up now for what little he cost, it's the following year when he's going to cost me $25 million. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Jacob in North Carolina. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind today?
What's up, Dan?
Hey, man.
Rookie here of the Dead Dads Club. I've been listening to your podcast, Dan Take the Gamble, and I just wanted to know how you categorize that show. Is it a comedy show? is it a betting show? Because I feel like it's more of a comedy show because, you know, it seems like two of the guys are trying to play golf with their bets and get the lowest score possible. So just wanted to hear what your thoughts were.
Well, the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast that we record every Thursday, Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, Dylan the Graphics Guy, there is some gambling information there. I'm not saying it's good information, but with Dylan and Shay, I just let them kind of go back and forth. Bad Larry is usually the pinata, and I'm sort of the referee. Yeah, Seton.
Did I see young Dylan the Graphics Guy is turning into Dylan the stand-up comic?
Potentially. He's very funny. I don't know how good he is at graphics on the show.
But he is very funny.
But he is funny. Yeah, he is funny. And he's going to Minneapolis with us for St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
P.A. Ray is going as well. And Seton and Paulie and myself.
P.A.R.
And we're,
he always at par.
Yeah, we're going up to Minneapolis for St. Patty's Day. And yeah. And Dylan wants to be a competitive.
Does he have a set while he's in St.
I don't
in,
know.
Minneapolis? St.
I don't
Paul
know.
Area?
I know. Remember when Todd, during the Super Bowl,
crushed.
He slayed in Minneapolis.
I should have just stopped after that.
You should have.
And it was all fans of the show, so they were going to clap no matter what I did.
They were chanting, Fritzy, Fritzy, before he even got up to the stage. It was amazing. It was epic.
Yes.
Epic.
Yeah. You were slaying there.
I definitely got a high from that, and then it all went downhill after that.
Yeah. We're done with stand-up comedy. You don't
That's
think
lame.
You'll do it again?
I don't foresee that in the near future, but I will say that making dreams come true, New York, L.A., Atlanta, Minnesota, I never thought I'd be doing stand-up at all, but, you know, getting me on those stages, even though I closed down one of them that's still...
Caroline's. Yeah. Caroline's in New York, a landmark for stand-up comedy. Todd goes there, and then all of a sudden they shutter the doors.
But to do that, and then the Comedy Store on the Sunset Strip, just to do it, regardless of how badly it went, was still a very cool experience.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Fritzy, are you also done with sit-down comedy?
I should be done with sit-down and stand-up.
Well, see what he did. Wow. Stand-up comedy, sit-down comedy. Yeah.
Too soon. Too soon.
Don't you have a segment, though, prepared for today?
Called Rhyme Time.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Rhyme Time is back today,
okay.
If we so choose.
All right, let me take a break. And then we'll do Rhyme Time. Todd, explain to the audience if they're not familiar with Rhyme Time.
I will give you guys a pair of words, and the answer, those two words rhyme with one another.
Like, for instance?
For instance, it would be like, hello, eggs. I'm just coming off the top of my head. And it would be, goodbye, fry. Like you'd fry an egg. That's not a great example.
No. Why not use one from your list?
Oh, use an actual one.
Yes, that.
I was saving the actual
one. You know what? No, just save
it. I have one.
No. Save. It could be great or a disaster.
I still like hobbled competition. Lame game.
Yeah.
Lame game.
That would be lame game.
More of that magic coming up right after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I touched on this earlier. College football playoff agreements. Starting in 2026, it looks like there will be 14 teams. And then you're saying, well, what happened to 12 teams? Well, that's for this year and next year. Then they're already advancing to 14 teams. And it feels like the Big Ten and the SEC will benefit from this. I think they're guaranteed three teams each. And then the ACC and Big 12, maybe two schools each. And then Notre Dame, given whatever their standing is in the rankings or their record, they would be in there as well. But going from 12 to 14 after 2 years, and here we go. We're off to the races. Well, we'll be up to 24 teams by 2028 the way we're going. Yeah, Paul?
When you read, when you first heard about this and they were going from to 12 teams and then now to 14, I think the average fan, maybe sports fan, would think, oh, that's great. A team like Boise State can get in and Cincinnati can get in and vice, you know, teams like that. This make it tougher for those second-tier teams to get in, not easier.
All right, Todd, here we go. This is the moment.
Here we go.
All right. Explain this, if you can.
I will present you guys with two words, and the answer, those two words rhyme.
Okay.
So an example of that would be bear, protect. Bear, with a question mark, protect.
Okay. Paulie?
Fields Shields.
That's exactly what that
Nailed
is. Fields Shields.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Justin Fields. So you might not be able to use that one in a couple of weeks.
That's very true. Okay. Could be dated.
Yeah.
Allie Zach.
Is it Allie or Ali?
Allie.
Allie.
Allie. Maybe even an actress. Allie Zach.
So
maybe an actress or a college basketball player. Allie Zach.
Allie McBeal.
A top college basketball player, Allie Zach.
Something Clark.
We were looking for Sheedy Edie.
Oh, come on. Don't bring up Allie Sheedy. That's tough. That's terrible.
I said a top college basketball player.
Yeah, but nobody knows Allie Sheedy. Nobody knows Allie Sheedy.
I thought it was Allie Cat.
You got to be at least 50 to know.
Giannis Search. Giannis Search.
Yeah, Paul.
Freak Seek?
Freak Seek. Yannick Search. There you go. Freak Seek.
Nailed it.
Balboa.
Dame Lillard, by the way, at the top of the hour.
Balboa Caleb. Balboa Caleb.
Rocky.
Personality trait.
Cocky.
Rocky Cocky. Balboa Caleb. Shire Shire.
John.
Duke Puke.
Oh, Duke Puke.
Here's a fun one. Shakira Akron.
Marvin.
Hips and zips.
Very nicely done.
Hips don't lie.
Insider obese. Doesn't mean the insider is obese. It's just two words. Insider obese. NFL insider.
Hefty.
Shefty Hefty is insider obese. This is fun. This is good. Jaws stylist.
Ron?
We're looking for Boomer Groomer. Mm. Jaws stylist.
Oh, okay.
So Chris Berman. Jaws.
Here's a topical, timely one. Lillard Renown.
Dame Fame.
Lillard Renown.
Okay.
Dame Fame.
Wow. That was good. That was quick.
Best, man. You're the best.
Billiards screwdriver.
Pool tool.
He's on a roll. Popeye Heather.
Yes, Eaton. Or Polly.
Spinach Dinich.
Oh, Heather exactly Dinich.
That's fantastic.
That's a deep cut.
Heather Dinich.
She'll be so pleased to be.
ESPN college football insider.
How did you get that so fast?
I don't know.
Well, you got a crush on Heather Dinich.
Spinach Dinich.
Released Chief.
Freed Sneed.
That's exactly what that is. Freed Sneed.
Yeah, but he's not on the show. So that's okay. Kind of Legarius Sneed was supposed to be on the show.
Here's a nice 80s reference. Dinosaur Lansford.
Something Carney.
Who's the big dinosaur? You referred to that dinosaur I thought the other day. That'll be Barney Carney.
Oh.
Dinosaur Lansford will be Barney
and Carney. And
Carney
Lansford, which nobody's going to get.
All right, I think we only have two left. Hang in there. Here we go. Dikembe Elephant.
Matumbo Jumbo?
Elephant.
Dumbo.
Matumbo Dumbo. And we'll wrap it up with Steeler Hurry. And the second one was also Pete Rose's nickname. Steeler Hurry.
Russell Hustle
would be Steeler.
And that's it.
Let's go.
Thank you, Todd.
Balboa Caleb, Rocky Cocky.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Oh, wait, like Ali Sheedy, though.
What? You want, Marv?
No, sorry.
What?
He's got an O.
What?
Coming up on Sports.
Oh. Thought he had a Sports.
Wait, you got a Sports?
No. I wouldn't do that to you.
Dang. To us.
That was weird.
Yeah. Okay.
That was fun. That was
we're
good.
Done?
We're done.
Okay.
That was all of them. We got all of them in.
That's great. All right. Let me see. Kyle in Cincinnati. Hi, Kyle. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
Great to hear from you. Hey, I just had a quick question. We're out here in Cincinnati, and you're a Dayton boy. We got a little company in the Street Hockey League, and I just want to give them a shout-out, and I hope you have a great weekend. Also, I know you're kind of a Warren Zevon guy. Favorite Warren Zevon song? Thank you.
Random. Lawyers, Guns, and Money. The bleep has hit the fan. Warren Zevon. Had a big album.
Werewolves of London?
Stupid. A Trader Vix. Okay. Not sure where that came from. Warren Zevon. Yes, Tom. Yes, Paul.
They used that song, Werewolves in London, in Color of Money with Tom Cruise, and that really brought Warren Zevon back.
Mm.
Remember Tom Cruise is going around the pool table, and he's singing Werewolves of London. His hair is perfect.
That was
a big one for Warren Zevon, that movie.
It's not the only thing Tom Cruise has saved.
He saved movies.
Movies as an industry. Hello.
Yes, he did.
And Warren Zevon. Not in that order.
2 hours in the books. One more to go. Dame Lillard will join us coming up in 10 minutes from now. It's Meet Friday. We're back after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.